Picture a rabbi walking into a boardroom full of Silicon Valley executives. Sounds like the setup for a joke, right? But what if that rabbi held the blueprint for financial success that's been hidden in plain sight for 3 millennia? While business schools teach spreadsheets and market analysis, something crucial gets lost: the moral foundation that transforms mere money-making into genuine prosperity. Most of us have been taught to see business as a necessary evil, a zero-sum game where someone's gain requires another's loss. This cultural programming runs so deep that announcing plans to become a successful entrepreneur often triggers suspicion rather than celebration. Yet Jewish tradition offers a radically different perspective. Business isn't just morally neutral, it's inherently noble. Here's an uncomfortable truth. You'll never excel at something you secretly believe is wrong. Think about it. When 72% of Americans believe business wields too much power and schools teach children that money is a bad thing, we've created a society that sabotages its own success. German teenagers in the 1990s rejected entrepreneurship because they'd been taught that business owners were exploiters. Hollywood flipped its portrayal of business people from heroes to villains, with Gordon Gekko's Greed is Good becoming the cultural shorthand for commerce. But consider this radical idea. In a free marketplace, you literally cannot make money without helping someone else. Every dollar in your pocket represents a problem you solved, a need you met, or a desire you fulfilled for another human being. The eighth time the word good appears in the creation story, it describes gold, the eternal symbol of money. This wasn't an accident. It's a divine endorsement of wealth as a tool for serving others. When you view business as inherently noble, something shifts inside you. You're no longer just chasing profits. You're on a mission. Money doesn't create relationships. Relationships create money. People prefer doing business with those they know, so build genuine connections before opportunities arise. The Hebrew word for friend shares its root with indebtedness. Friendship thrives on continuous exchange of favors and gratitude. When you invite someone to dinner or offer help without expecting immediate return, you're creating social capital, trust made tangible. Richard Simon's concern for his grandmother's crossword puzzle hobby led to the Simon & Schuster publishing empire. He wasn't networking, he was caring. Jewish daily prayer services require 10 men, a minyan, meaning in any strange city, attending morning services connects you to at least 9 others. Unlike professional networking events reeking of self-interest, these gatherings create authentic relationship-building environments. When someone asks, "What do? You have 20 seconds to make an impression. Don't just identify your employer, describe the fascinating service you provide with passion. Think of yourself as being in business rather than merely employed. Even as someone's employee, you're really an independent operator with one major client. This mindset shift changes how you show up and how others perceive your marketplace value. Technical expertise matters less than you think. The most successful professionals aren't those with the highest grades. They're the ones who excel at building practices and reputations through human connection. People respond to who you are, not just what you do. Before any transaction, they assess spiritual compatibility. Can they trust you? Do you have good judgment? Will you keep your word? Jewish wisdom teaches that your spiritual self must master your material self, like a rider controlling a horse. Consider Philip Potter, a Morgan Stanley analyst who violated company policy by granting a New York Times interview about his lavish lifestyle. Despite his Yale education, Potter's inability to control his ego cost him his career. Self-deception causes double damage. It prevents accurate self-assessment and undermines others' trust in your judgment. Understanding motivation requires distinguishing physical from spiritual things. Physical things can be destroyed and tolerate imperfection. Spiritual things cannot be destroyed and require precision. The spiritual element must precede physical actualization. You need the business plan before building the factory. This explains why people with minimal resources build empires, while others with every advantage fail. Entrepreneurs who believe in their work's inherent value operate with unstoppable energy. Leadership is action, not identity. True leaders emerge during chaos by demonstrating clarity and direction. Hebrew lacks a specific word for leader, suggesting leadership isn't a fixed identity, but simply having followers. Here's the counterintuitive secret. Effective leadership requires following a higher authority. People follow leaders who themselves follow something greater, whether principles, rules, or ethical codes. Moses succeeded because his people saw him following divine guidance. In business, demonstrate commitment to principles rather than capricious decisions. Accountability to a board, mission statement, or ethical framework enhances rather than diminishes authority. True leaders master both facts and faith. Facts are essential. Followers expect you to be informed. However, facts alone make you valuable to leaders, not a leader yourself. Faith, working with something not yet visible as if already real, distinguishes leaders. Like Abraham seeing the promised land as already his, leaders envision desired outcomes before they materialize. Body language reveals leadership qualities. Jewish tradition crowned the lion king of beasts not for strength but for economy of movement. Unlike fidgeting animals, lions move with smooth deliberation and total body control. Greatness reveals itself through careful, deliberate movements showing underlying self-control. Watch how you move. Are you constantly shifting and reacting, or moving with purpose? This physical discipline reflects and reinforces the mental discipline others recognize as leadership. Society oscillates between craving stability and seeking adventure. You're no different. The key is distinguishing what should remain constant from what changes you should welcome. Paradoxically, embracing change productively requires an unchangeable framework. Businesses that fail to adapt perish. Buggy whip makers ignored automobiles, iron foundries resisted steel. Yet humans need time to adjust. Jewish tradition recognizes this. Newlyweds celebrate for 7 days, mourners observe a week at home. When implementing workplace changes, present information gradually rather than as terse notices. However, some changes, like terminating employees, are best handled decisively, as prolonged uncertainty proves cruel. People love familiarity because it reassures them. Disney artists gradually modified Mickey Mouse to appear more childlike, making him seem familiar rather than changed. Frank Lowy branded all properties as Westfield shopping towns with consistent signage. As James Collins noted in Built to Last, successful companies conduct massive changes while never abandoning core values. The Star of David symbolizes this balance, eagerly embracing the new while remaining anchored to unchanging principles. Accurate forecasting requires understanding which external events will impact your specific business. Different futures affect different businesses unequally. The internet transformed commerce but barely touched teenage literacy. Emotional detachment is essential. Churchill's indifference to public image let him see the coming war, while Chamberlain's ego blinded him to Hitler's intentions. Newton's first law provides a powerful framework. Objects continue their trajectory unless acted upon by external forces. This applies to business trends and social patterns. As developer Paul Reichman understood, if you want to know tomorrow, you must know yesterday. Just as you only hear your refrigerator's quiet cycling at night when other noises are absent, you detect subtle signals when you create quiet time free from distractions. Understanding money begins with recognizing what it isn't. Those bills and digital numbers aren't money, they represent it. Money quantifies our creative energy, time, dignity, skills, and persistence. Ford paid $9 billion for Jaguar and Volvo. Not factories, just names built on reputation. Money is a metaphor for human relationships, a numeric analog of how you've lived and what you've done for others. Here's a paradox that defies economic logic. Giving away money through charity is essential for creating wealth. Jewish tradition teaches that charitable giving transforms the giver more than the recipient. After seeing yourself as a business professional and making yourself more valuable, you now face seemingly counterproductive advice. Give away a portion of your income. People instinctively detect desperation in business. charitable giving creates lasting feelings of magnanimity that transform how others perceive you as genuinely abundant rather than needy. It trains you to become an effective investor by developing the ability to part with money confidently, like James Bond coolly placing bets without desperate attachment to outcomes. Giving charity initiates money flow between you and the world, creating essential human bonds. Money, in Hebrew, is called zus, meaning to move. It must circulate to create wealth. You excavate pipelines carrying money toward you most effectively by first pumping money outward through charity. This creates conduits that remain open for reverse flow. Start today, not when you're wealthy. The pipeline you build with modest giving today will carry tomorrow's abundance. Start today.